Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a close to the quarter, the S&P 500 blasting through 6,200. It felt like nothing could stop the momentum.
Absolutely nothing. And for a moment there this morning, it looked like we might see some consolidation, some chop. But then the afternoon brought the catalyst we've all come to expect, a monster move in a mega cap name.
And today's hero was Apple. A single news report sent it soaring, and it basically dragged the entire market up with it. We're talking a move from just under $200 a share to over $207 at the highs.
That's the power of that name. The report suggested they're looking at outside AI help for Siri, and the market just ate it up. That's a massive injection of market cap, and it was the fuel that pushed the S&P over that 6,200 line. It really put an exclamation point on a remarkable second quarter.
Remarkable is the word. The S&P gained 10.6% for the quarter, and the NASDAQ an incredible 17.8%. Just staggering numbers.
And even that doesn't tell the whole story. Since the April lows, we're talking about a 28% rally in the S&P and a 38% rally in the NASDAQ. It's been a face ripper of a rally.
Got it. So beyond the Apple news, the political headlines from Washington seem to add to the positive tone. The Senate is moving forward on that big reconciliation bill.
That's right. The one big, beautiful bill. The market seems to like the contents. Extending the 2017 tax cuts, raising the SALT deduction cap, and increasing the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. What's really interesting is how the bond market reacted.
Or how it didn't react. The CBO estimates this adds over $3 trillion to the deficit. Yet the Treasury market didn't revolt. In fact, it rallied.
Exactly. The 10-year yield dropped 6 basis points to 4.23%. That's the market giving a green light. It's saying, we can handle this. And you had positive trade chatter on the side, with Canada dropping its digital services tax and hints of a potential EU deal. It's a very risk-on backdrop.
That risk-on sentiment was clear in the sector action. Information technology was a leader, obviously, thanks to Apple. But the financials were right there with them.
They were. The big banks all passing the Fed's stress test was a major tailwind. That clears the way for them to announce their capital return plans. And you saw the result in the price action. Goldman Sachs, a Dow component, even hit a new record high. That's real strength.
Okay, but speaking of big news, the single stock story that really caught my eye was in the M&A world. A huge deal just got a major green light.
You're talking about Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Juniper. This is a huge win for them. The DOJ settlement clears the path for HPE's $14 billion acquisition of Juniper. This removes a massive overhang that has been weighing on both stocks.
And the concessions seem pretty minor, right? They have to divest a smaller wireless business and license some software, but the core deal remains intact.
Extremely minor. The market was bracing for a long, ugly court battle. Getting this resolved now is a huge positive surprise. Strategically, this is a game changer for HPE. It doubles their networking business and makes them a much more formidable competitor to Cisco, especially with Juniper's AI-native networking platforms like Mist.
So it bolsters their networking and AI portfolio and is expected to be accretive to earnings within the first year. Investors are clearly cheering the news, with both stocks surging today.
They should. It's a transformative deal that now looks set to close. It's all about execution from here.
All right, let's pivot from the big picture to tactical ideas. For traders looking to ride the current momentum, what's setting up as a strong continuation play for tomorrow?
We're seeing some great setups in names that are already showing relative strength. First up is HubSpot, ticker HUBS. It's showing reinforcing buying pressure and strong upward momentum. I'd be watching for a temporary pullback to around the 556 level for an entry, with a target near 560, possibly extending to 562.
Okay, HubSpot. What else is on the continuation list?
Mercado Libre, ticker MELI. This one has been in a sustained rally with rising volume. The key is for it to hold above the 2,610 level. An entry near there could target a push toward 2,620 and then potentially 2,635. And the third one is HCA Healthcare, ticker HCA. Look for a short-lived retracement to the 382 level for a chance to get in, with a first target at 384.
So those are the momentum plays. What about the big cap leaders, the generals? Are they setting up for another leg higher, or are they getting tired?
That's the key question. We're tracking what we call anticipation setups in the biggest names. And yes, they look poised for more. Look at NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. The technicals are strong, and investor bullishness is high. I'm watching for an entry on a pullback near 157, with an eye on a test of resistance at 160 and then 162.
I see. So you're not chasing the highs, you're looking for a tactical entry on a dip. What about Amazon and Microsoft?
Same principle. For Amazon, AMZN, look for an entry near 217.50. It's consolidating, and the buying volume suggests it's building pressure for a move towards 222 and higher. For Microsoft, MSFT, the big level is that $500 mark. An entry around 495.50 could be a great spot to play for a decisive break above 500, with targets at 504 and 507.
It just feels like those names have run so far, so fast. Is there a risk they're too extended here?
It's a valid concern, and you absolutely need a disciplined stop loss. For NVIDIA, a close below 156 would be my signal to get out. But the price and volume action still suggest the path of least resistance is higher. The market is rewarding strength, and these are the strongest names. You just have to be smart about your entry.
Got it. Let's run through a few other quick hits. Oracle confirmed a strong start to their fiscal year and got an upgrade from Stifel. And Disney also got a nice upgrade to buy at Jefferies.
Both are significant. The Oracle commentary adds to the positive tech narrative, and the Disney upgrade is interesting, suggesting some analysts see a turn happening there. Definitely two names to keep on the radar.
So, wrapping it all up, what are the key takeaways and levels for traders heading into Tuesday?
The market is in a clear consolidation phase with a bullish bias. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support at 615. Resistance is that big 620 level we just broke through. For the QQQ, support is at 550, with resistance at 553. Also, keep an eye on the economic data tomorrow morning. We get the ISM Manufacturing Index and the JOLTS Job Openings Report at 10 a.m. Eastern. That could definitely move the market.
Excellent. A strong close to the quarter, a bullish macro backdrop, and plenty of tactical setups to watch. Thanks for the breakdown. That's all the time we have for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.